Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ravens have won 3 in a row. They beat the Vikings 27-19 yesterday. Their only game out of first place in the AFC North with the Steelers loss. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our buddy Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens for us. And Cordell, are the Ravens back? Are you buying them right now?
It's tough not to. They're turning in the right direction. The division is trending in the wrong direction. I think you can see it. You know, I think defensively they've definitely turned it around. I think that they have a solid floor that they're at right now defensively. I think their main issue is still their main issue, getting to the quarterback in money downs and on the back end of games and just period, really, just when it comes to just racking up the sacks. But I've seen enough defensively to think that, like I said, their floor is raised high enough to where I think it is a winning product for the most part. Offensively, the red zone is still an issue for them. That's been an issue for them all year. That was a problem again yesterday. I think the offensive line just kind of is what it is. But as long as they're able to stay upright and keep the main guys healthy, I think that they'll be good enough. And if they can stay hot, I mean, watch out.
Cordell, how much of Todd Monken's game plan do you think was tailored to the fact that he doesn't have a ton of faith in his offensive line right now? It seemed like Lamar Jackson, it was getting the snap and then throwing it out quick. He was not pushing the ball downfield at all.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to against that defense, right? I mean, you don't want them to start getting to your quarterback too often, and you want to kind of discourage them to send that pressure by getting some of those quick hitters out. I thought they were good at that. And not all the time is Lamar willing to take some of those quick hitters. So I did like that, but I think it's tough for any play caller when your offensive line isn't good. It really handicaps you because you get to a point to where you don't know what to call because you don't know if you can call anything that'll be successful because you can't get the blocking up front. I think that's their biggest issue in the red zone. They can't block anybody. Yeah. They can't push anybody off the ball. They can't run the ball when they have to. And if you're going to be a good red zone offense, you have to be able to run the ball. And outside of that fourth down, that fourth quarter drive that they had yesterday, that was a vintage Ravens drive with like an 11-play drive. I mean, other than that, and even then, it was kind of scratching and clawing to get into the end zone before Justice Hill eventually gets in there. But yeah, that I don't think their offensive line is going to get drastically better. So yeah, it could make it tough for Monken to call plays.
Well, let's take it a step further. Are you a little surprised that they kept banging their head on the wall in some of those third and short sequences when the field gets constricted in the red zone and that they didn't have Lamar throwing? Like, I was kind of like, if we're going to have Lamar throw the ball at the end of the game, when you need to bleed more clock out. But we're not going to have Lamar throw the ball in all these like third and three and third and four situations inside the red zone where nobody who's watched this team could honestly think they're going to pick up the yards on the ground there with Derrick Henry, because that just hasn't been there all year.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely times early in the game where I'm like, man, just throw it.
Yeah.
At this point, just throw the ball, because you can't sustain any blocks in the run game. Now, I did like the design run that they have for Lamar in the red zone. Mm-hmm. Like, give me more of that.
Yes.
Give me more of getting these guys on the perimeter and allowing the best athlete on the field to make something happen. Like, I would rather that than the let's just line up, show run, and do run. You know, that's you're just not that type of offense this year. That's not who they are. But getting Lamar involved in the run game more, period, I think would help that. But definitely in the red zone. Their red zone struggles, I think, at this point are real. And it's mainly due to them not being able to run the ball with their running backs in the red zone. Give me more Lamar design runs inside the 20.
Talking with Cordell Woodland, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. I think this is, what, four straight games now that the defense has allowed less than 20 points. You've got Cleveland, who has already announced Dylan Gabriel as the starter on Sunday, and then the Jets the following week, and they won't have Garrett Wilson. Their offense stinks to begin with. Are they going to stack a couple more of these?
I would imagine so. I mean, the Cleveland game, you just never know. Can't forget last year where they're supposed to go out there and shut them down. They had traded all their weapons and they got Jameis back there who you knew was going to give them opportunities. And he goes and throws for what, like 300-400 yards in that game. I mean, a lot of drop picks too. It's just always something weird that happens with these games in Cleveland. So you never know, but that offense is the last thing that offense has been explosive. They just don't generate points. They can't sustain drive. So that should be cut and dry. But again, it's a division game. You just never know. And what type of short fields could that Browns defense give them? I mean, that Browns defense has been great this year for the most part. Really, it was their special teams that killed them yesterday. And kind of the same thing for the Jets. I mean, yeah, you got to worry about Breece Hall. But outside of that, it's not much else there. Justin Fields doesn't see the field very well. Even as a runner, I don't think he's going to take over the game in that fashion. So, yeah, these next 2 weeks should be kind of layups. And I'm hesitant to say that because I don't want to disrespect these NFL teams. I mean, you still got to line up and play. But you would imagine that bodes well for them.
Definitely the caliber of quarterback bodes well over the next couple of weeks, Cordell. But defensively, all offseason long, they were talking about takeaways, takeaways, takeaways. They had two in the first five games, but now you got eight in their last four, including six in their last two. Is this a result of the poor quarterback play, or are you buying this defense being more opportunistic the rest of the way?
I think it's a combination of both. You can't ignore the quarterback play that they have gone up against here recently. But I think, you know, them being more opportunistic goes hand in hand with them knowing the type of offenses that they're going against. But still, you got to get them. You know, I don't think that they were not trying to get turnovers before. They just couldn't get them. And now they are, and they're coming in bunches. That's how it usually works. So you'll take them any way you can get them. And the hope is by the time you do start to play, you know, a real offense with some real quarterbacks in their backfield, that still carries over. But I'm not going to get upset with them for taking advantage of the quarterbacks that they're playing against, because at the start of the year, it didn't matter what quarterback they were playing against. They were getting ripped up regardless. So I'll give them credit for that.
Cordell, are you and Bellway Ben finally back this week? I don't think there's football or basketball or anything on Friday.
I think it's next week. This week, I got some dental work. I gotta go see the doctor. So I'm expecting to look and sound like Two-Face over the weekend. So hopefully next week will be when we'll be able to get back on the airwaves. And I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about, because there's been a lot going on. And I'm sure more will continue to happen.
Feel better, buddy. I've been through it, so I get it. Yeah, good luck. It will feel better eventually.
Yeah, it's going to suck. So yeah, appreciate it though.
No worries. Talk soon. Hey, when we come back, Harv spoke to the media today. They won yesterday in Minnesota, 27-19. He got to watch the film. What did he have to say? We'll hear from the head coach next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
See you on the fan.
The biggest thing I've seen probably from Zach and all the coaches and the players has been just steadiness. You know, I haven't seen a lot of changes. I've seen steady commitment and consistency of approach, hard work. Identify issues and things that need to improve, and you try to work at them and have good drills and good meetings and good teaching sessions. And players, you know, really, I think as much as anything, it's just a two-way street. You know, it's a collaboration. You know, it's a partnership.
So that was John Harbaugh on Zach Orr, and he then put it on the players as well. Says things have been steady of late. And Jason, we talked in the first hour. We thought Zach Orr called a pretty damn good football game yesterday.
Yeah. His team's unit is obviously trending in the right direction. This is another year where the Ravens seem to have had a rebirth defensively somewhere between October and December. It's kind of on brand for them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not that long ago that we're thinking Zach Orr is one more
pathetic.
I mean, they were abysmal. One more abysmal, heartless outing from Chuck Pagano taking over, whether it's announced or quiet or whatever.
Well, following that Texans game where it was a complete debacle, and from the opening kickoff till the end, you're getting your butt kicked as they put up 44 points. He was coaching for his job in that Rams game, whether Pagano ends up calling plays or he's relegated or whatever. But he was coaching for his job, keeping defensive coordinator against the Rams, and they held him to 17 points and really bowed up in that game.
More from Harv. Speaking earlier today, Draymond Jones made his debut for the Ravens yesterday. According to PFF, he had 4 pressures. What did Harv think of the new Raven?
Yeah. Boy, Draymond, he did well. You know, he got all his assignments right and had all the terms right and was versatile along the line. I think we talked about that possibility during the week. It was a factor, you know, physicality, quickness, knows how to play the game. You know, he added a good flavor to it.
Good flavor. What'd you think of Draymond Jones, Jason?
Look, he had a good football game. No doubt about it. He made his presence felt with some pressures. He seemed to bring some energy, and he played like a guy who got out of football hell in Tennessee. Like he wow, this game actually matters, and you know, like it affects the standings, and we got a shot to do something here. And good on him. It's another body in the mix to help maybe keep Mike Green's role a little more structured. Yeah, I mean, I felt like he showed up quite a bit, more than like Van Noy.
Yeah,
absolutely. I feel like he was pretty impactful, and we'll see if we reach a stage where our buddy from Cincinnati starts getting in the mix as well. I mean,
Carl Lawson.
Yeah, I mean, now he didn't have any offseason or anything, so he wasn't in anybody's program. So maybe they're just kind of slow playing that a little bit, but I don't think there's going to be individuals here who are necessarily taking games over, but he was part of a collective that seemed to understand that getting this guy to move his feet a little bit, speeding him up a little bit, and knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage is going to be the way to go.
Yeah, it definitely rattled him. And bringing in Draymond Jones, remember, their past couple of games, they only played with three edge guys. And I think that's why it was a little bit of a surprise that Lawson wasn't elevated after John Harbaugh said, leading up to it, that he thought he would play.
Well, Harbs, what about Carl Lawson?
Yeah, it's the first part.
Okay.
I mean, what you do is you look at the group and you say, where are the reps? You know, it was just we didn't have the reps, you know, to have him up. We needed the reps more in the D line, you know, because that's just the way the numbers worked. So I definitely want to get him up, and I kind of talked about that last week. He's ready to roll.
So we thinking this week's the week for Carl Lawson? Do they wait for the Jets?
Well, the weird thing is, you would say on the surface, well, the Dylan Gabriel stinks, and this Judkins looks okay. So maybe they'll just run the heck out of the ball. But I'm almost remember Dylan Gabriel throwing the ball like 50 times in London, having barely practiced with the team before. So Stefanski, again, is he trying to get fired? I don't know. I think he is. Like, so there'd be a part of you that would say, well, the weather's starting to turn. That kid can't throw the ball. Yeah. Like, they can run the ball. The offensive line isn't so great in pass protecting anymore, but pretty good running. But if you look at their... And part of it is because they're trailing in games, so I get it. You have to throw. But they throw a lot. So maybe. I guess that's a long-winded way of saying, like, maybe.
It is.
But I'm guessing maybe not.
Yeah, because Harbs kind of was very bullish on him playing this week. And then, just for people who may not know, so he's a practice squad player. So he has to be elevated the day before the game. So we knew on Saturday he wasn't playing.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Most of us.
I'm not sure it's this week. I mean, I don't know.
You want to hear one more from Harps? Because I am curious. Cut three. Because we talked earlier, Keandre Jackson had himself a hell of a football game on special teams. What did Harps think of him?
You watch practice. You know, you're out there every day, and you see how guys perform in practice. And he was bringing it. You know, he was showing us a lot of progress, a lot of development and improvement and all those things. And, you know, he's got some unique skills. He's a big, rangy, fast, explosive athlete who's certainly not afraid to throw it in there and mix it up, which he does at a high level. So, I think he's a football player, you know, and he proves that. Infectious personality, high energy, and to see it show up on the field the way it has is a great thing to see. And we're, he's building a resume, but, you know, now the standard keeps going up for him, you know, and he's raising the bar for himself, which is awesome.
It's clear that Harb sees Keandre Jackson as their bone because, as we know about bone, he's not afraid to throw it in there.
Infectious personality.
Yeah, and yes.
I can't speak to that. I can't speak to how Harb knows.
But
I
don't think he knew that, but hearing him say that he's not afraid to throw it in there, we know that he's their bone.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This kid's a bit of a...
He's the opposite.
Yes. He's 180 degrees like he's away. Yes.
Like on another end of a lot of stuff.
This kid has no fear, this Keandre Jackson.
He seems like when he's running down there on special teams and dislodging balls.
Yes.
He seems like a Harbs guy.
Yes.
He seems like a Harbs guy.
Likes carving to throw
out,
it in there.
Carving out a role on special teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a Harbs.
We come back.
He's going to show up in my six pack. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, he may. Ravens win 27-19. It's time for a six pack of defensive observations. We'll give them to you next here on The Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. We did the offense earlier. It's time for our six-pack of defensive observations. Hopefully, I can count this time. That way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I'm going to pull a Jason here. Special teams is not defense, but it can help your defense, and it creates turnovers. The special teams were excellent yesterday. Even Tyler Lupe, he missed a 56-yard field goal. He made four others. He made his extra points. The punter was great, creating field position. Keandre Jackson's a lunatic on special teams, creating turnovers. I got to give kudos to special teams yesterday.
Yeah, we're simpatico. I put it at six. And look, Jackson, obviously a defensive back, a big part of what I think was the biggest momentum-changing play of the game. Maybe the biggest play in the game, forcing that fumble. Defense played with a lot of energy. And I think that transferred on the special teams.
Number five.
It's becoming a bit of a trend. And maybe it should be higher, but it's another game where they started slowly and rebounded from it. You look at some of the biggest mistakes in coverage, falling down, letting a guy get behind you. And I thought it might give number nine a little bit of confidence and maybe make this game a little bit more problematic than it became. But there's some things that they'd want back on that first drive, including the 61-yarder that allowed the Vikings to end up playing with the lead. But they were much better from then on out. And some of these early game scripts have given them issues. But unlike early in the season, it didn't become a trend.
The order for these troubled me. I didn't know where to put some, but I'll leave this at five. I thought Travis Jones was a monster yesterday. He had a sack. He had a tackle for a loss. He had three quarterback hits. We heard a lot of whispers about what Travis Jones could be. For one day yesterday, that's what Travis Jones was. Now let's see if he can stack that.
Number four.
They frustrated and confused J.J. McCarthy yesterday. They only got the one sack, but they had 13 pass deflections. He's not good to start with, but I thought they did a very good job of keeping him uncomfortable yesterday.
I thought they held up well, all things considered, against the run. I mean, this was a team that was getting absolutely gouged the first couple of games without Matabike. Now, hat tip to Kevin O'Connell, the play calling. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. I think they think a whole lot more highly of number nine than they probably should. I think there's a script out there where Jones and Mason are alternating Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, and it could have been a tougher day, but the bottom line was there wasn't volume in the run game. Jones, I thought, could have been a factor, but grading on a curve here, I'm feeling a little better about their ability to hold up on the ground.
Yeah, I'll go with Ken because Travis Jones does deserve his own spot in yesterday's game, and he was always going to be under magnifying glass when Nnamdi Matabike was lost for the season. He needed to step up, and he certainly did yesterday, filling the stat sheet with a sack, two passes, defense, three quarterback hits. He was a menace.
We're doing the six-pack of defensive observations, and by the way, Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Hands up. You're not always going to get to the passer, but they did a great job of looking at a kid who's got, a little bit of a slingshot kind of sidearm approach. He throws line drives. He doesn't get air under the ball. And I thought they affected six balls around the line of scrimmage. I know post-game, Harb said four. I thought they made contact with six. And I'm not talking about just playing the ball downfield. I'm talking about at the line of scrimmage. A good day for them overall in terms of generating pressure, keeping that kid in the pocket, not letting his legs beat them. And look, they're not going to get a ton of sacks. But pressures and knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage is pretty damn effective.
We spent a lot of time last week talking about how Justin Jefferson is arguably the best receiver in all of football and that Jordan Addison could be a one for some teams. They held these two combined to 7 catches for 72 yards on 23 targets. Now, I know the quarterback factors in there, but still, if you would have told me they were going to do that going into that game, I'd have said no way.
Number two.
Turnovers, baby. They're here to stay, I guess. The defense created 2. Thought they could have had 3. Roquan won that. I'm still a little flabbergasted that they could do an accelerated review on that and not have somebody actually watch that on the screen. I still kind of think it was a pick.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I know they can.
And they won't tell you who made the decision, and they won't tell you who's sitting in the officiating room.
I still think
Park
that was
Avenue
a pick,
when
Jason.
They make those decisions.
Yeah, I still think that was an interception. Yeah. And then they were gassed because they did the Coach Carter thing afterwards, and then they had to get back on the field. But, yeah, turnovers are back in form.
We're simpatico. Interceptions are infectious. The fact that Starks has been able to do this a couple games in a row is huge. And you could see he's getting more comfortable. Yeah. He's thinking less. He's trusting his film study. People don't think they could pick on him right away early in games. And, yeah, this is a team that, again, the sack numbers are going to be what they are. But they need to find other ways to get stops. And them getting back on the good foot with takeaways is vital.
Number one.
None of the Vikings' potential offensive game breakers affected the game. Like, I mean, you took away Jefferson, you took away Addison, you took away Hockenson and Jones. Like, any one of those guys could have had a monster game and tilted this. Now, again, hat tip to number 9, hat tip to O'Connell, but I didn't think they'd be able to do that even with limited quarterback play. And I will give special note to Marlon. You're one-on-one with Jefferson on a route like that. I don't care who the quarterback is, with no help over the top. And you come down with the ball and he doesn't, whether he falls down or whatever. Like, that kid did the right thing pushing that ball there. Like, I didn't think they had really anybody who was going to be able to hang with Jefferson. And it turned out by committee, they took him away and everybody else.
My one is, it may not show up in the stat sheet, but Kyle Hamilton was everywhere yesterday. Like, that guy looked – we talked for a while, and maybe a little bit this offseason when we thought that Stephen was going to be good, that Kyle Hamilton could be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Go rewatch what he was doing in that game yesterday. He was incredible, and I also thought he – was freaking J.J. McCarthy out yesterday. And with I'm rushing, I'm not rushing, I'm coming inside, I'm coming outside. I think we might see more of the same against Dylan Gabriel on Sunday.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you're starting to see him get his hands on the football, too, with a couple passes defensed. And he blitzed 8 times in that football game. You've seen him really go after the passer during this 4-game stretch where the defense has been really, really solid. Hamilton's been deployed as a blitzer quite a few times.
We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and we'll get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, followed by Monday Night Football Westwood One's coverage right here on The Fan. Man, Monday Night Football tonight should be a good one. Eagles and the Packers. We'll see which Packers team shows up. And frankly, Eagles coming off a bye.
Well, whichever Packers team shows up probably won't show up for all 4 quarters, especially offensively. So they're very Jekyll and Hyde.
Let's get the text of the day, Beltway, Ben.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day comes from Dylan in Baltimore, who says, big time Ravens win, but now it sounds like they're going to have to beat Burrow twice. Looks like we'll see 2 40-point shootouts in the division down the stretch.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
And also, even if he plays Thanksgiving night, it's reasonable to expect some rust from a guy that hasn't played football since beginning of September.
Absolutely. No, I mean, yeah.
And by the way, he's... Jay Glazer, who had the original report, said Thanksgiving, and then he tweeted an hour later, said Thanksgiving-ish. So,
yeah, we'll see.
By the way,
yes, there'll be rust, and I just don't. There's a lot that's got to happen between now and then, and maybe he plays in one of them. I'd be shocked if he plays in both of them.
They play at the Steelers, and I can't see the Steelers getting swept by the Bengals, and then they host the Patriots. If they lose both of those, they're 3-8. Are you really bringing Joe Burrow back at that point?
I mean, you shouldn't.
Like,
considering
at that point,
how often he gets hurt?
Yeah, at that point, you have a horrible defense. You know Hendricks
is
leaving.
You've got a horrible offensive line.
But I'm saying you want the best possible draft pick possible for next year when Joe Burrow's healthy.
Well, you also want to be able to think you can keep him healthy, and I don't think you can. They've got a bad offensive line.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been, as you like to say, baked in the cake since he's been
Yeah.
Even the year they went to the Super Bowl, he got the crap kicked out of him in the playoffs.
Aaron Donald. Absolutely took over the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I you know, that would be something.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have Morgan Atsit joining us, Fox 45, Cynthia Freeland. It's been a few weeks. And
she was in Berlin.
Yes, and Sasho Sarofsky, the Maryland soccer coach.
Number one ranked team in the country.
So what is the I'm ignorant to this, so I apologize.
Wednesday they host their their first game in the Big Ten tournament.
Okay.
But they ran the table in the Big Ten. I mean, they had an unbelievable season.
So there is, I assume there's an NCAA tournament and they're going to be.
Of course there is, because Maryland's won it before.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about when when the Indiana game was a couple Fridays ago. They honored.
Yes. They're going to be the likely one seed in that?
I would think so. Yeah. Now, maybe I don't know how. Look, it starts out, you're playing in your place, and then it eventually goes to.
There's pods.
I don't know if they're playing in Cary. I'm not sure. I haven't looked to see where regionals and the Final Four are this year. But no, it's been a heck of a season for them. They've been a lot of fun to watch.
I want to know what happened between Jonas and Sasha.
Yeah,
I wonder if Sasha.
Do you remember a young Jonas Schaefer?
Well. Hey, Jonas.
He stands out.
Yeah.
He's a giant ginger man.
Yes.
With a lot of ginger, I can say that.
With a lot of curly hair. I don't know if that was the case.
He looks like a young Bill Walton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it for us.
Jonas can dunk.
Oh,
you
would think so.
I think Jonas can dunk.
You would think so.
We got to ask him.
Unless he can't jump at all, he's got to be able to dunk. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next, followed by Monday Night Football Westwood One's coverage, Eagles and Packers, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.